This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Beverly Events, code WENSKO, Beverly, BEVERLY. Date of birth is 11/22/1938. Date of service is 12/23/2024. Ms. Wensko is a very pleasant 86-year-old female with history of seizure disorder, history of hypothyroidism, history of meningioma, and degenerative joint disease. Admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton after she underwent left total knee arthroplasty. Patient has been having significant pain. She has been seeing orthopedic and was recommended surgery. She has had history of right total knee arthroplasty. She underwent her surgery, was postoperatively doing better. She does state that she had a fall in the hospital, after which she jarred her body and has been complaining of pain and of her back as well as her butt in generalized achiness. She said that her knee arthroplasty was stable. She did ambulate with the help of physical therapy. She was doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of generalized muscle stiffness / pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, she denies any abdominal pain. She does have stiffness as well as slight swelling in the left lower leg. She states that she's been eating well and has been drinking enough fluids. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypothyroidism, history of meningioma, history of degenerative joint disease of the knee and hip, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of seizure disorder. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, back surgery, history of meningioma excision, tonsillectomy, right total knee arthroplasty, as well as left total knee arthroplasty and wrist surgery. Allergies to tetracycline. Social history, smoking, non-alcohol. None currently. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Past surgical respiratory, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of frequent UTIs, but presently denies any complaints of dysuria, denies any increasing frequency, denies any history of kidney stones. Neurological, she does have history of seizure disorder, history of craniotomy secondary to meningioma. Musculoskeletal, she does have history of osteoarthritis, history of right knee arthroplasty, and now left knee arthroplasty. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. Appearance normal. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No crowded brain. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Left knee with dressing in place. Impression, number one, left total knee arthroplasty. Next, hypothyroidism, next history of seizure disorder, next history of degenerative joint disease. That's it. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms, will continue her current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. In view of her discomfort, we'll start her on Robaxin, 500 milligrams twice a day as needed. She'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.